Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things relationships, because let's face it, navigating love and connection can sometimes feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But guess what? You don't have to keep struggling alone. This podcast is all about demystifying those tricky relationship patterns and giving you the tools to build healthier, happier connections with yourself and others. Today, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful. Healing your attachment style through self-reflection and awareness. Now, you might be thinking, attachment style, isn't that just for therapists and couples counseling? Not at all. Your attachment style is essentially your internal blueprint for relationships. It shapes how you connect with people, handle emotions, and even view yourself. Ever felt like you were constantly seeking validation from others? Or maybe you're the one who shuts down emotionally when things get too close. These could be signs that your attachment style might need a little TLC. So let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of self-reflection and awareness. 1. Know your style. The first step is figuring out what kind of attachment style you have. Are you an anxious type who craves constant reassurance? A secure one who feels comfortable with both independence and closeness? Maybe you're avoidant, preferring to keep things at arm's length. There are tons of quizzes online that can give you a starting point. Think of it like figuring out your love language. It helps you understand how you give and receive love. 2. Recognize the patterns. Once you have a general idea of your style, pay attention to those recurring patterns in your relationships. Do you tend to get overly clingy when things are good? Or do you pull away when intimacy gets too real? Notice those triggers, the situations or behaviors that set off specific reactions. It's like detective work, but for your own heart. 3. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that little voice in our head that whispers doubts and insecurities. But listen up. This isn't about silencing that voice, it's about challenging its negativity. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough or no one will ever love me, ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence do I have to support that thought? Often, those negative beliefs are just old stories we've been telling ourselves for years. 4. Practice self-compassion. Healing your attachment style isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself along the way. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your wins, and remember that growth takes time. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide invaluable guidance and support. They can help you explore your attachment patterns in a safe and non-judgmental space. Thus, having someone to listen and offer fresh perspectives can be incredibly empowering. Imagine this. You're at a party surrounded by people. Instead of feeling anxious or insecure, you radiate confidence and ease. You engage in conversations with genuine interest, laugh freely, and feel truly connected to the people around you. Sounds pretty amazing, right? This is what self-awareness can do for your relationships. It unlocks your potential for deeper connection and greater happiness. It's like learning a new language. Once you grasp the basics, you can start building meaningful bridges with yourself and others. So how about we put these takeaways into practice right now? Take a few minutes to reflect on your own relationship patterns. What triggers do you notice? What beliefs might be holding you back? Journaling can be incredibly helpful for this process. Write down your thoughts, feelings, and insights. It's like clearing the clutter in your mind and making space for growth. Remember, healing your attachment style is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of self-awareness. By taking these steps, you're opening the door to healthier, happier relationships both with yourself and with others. Ready to take it further? Share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful. And if you feel inspired, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more people who need this message of hope and healing. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.